Meeting to order. It's a special meeting of Laws and Rules Government Services. It's 5:04 on Wednesday, June 29th. Would you take attendance, please?
Chairwoman Bartels.
Here.
Deputy Chair Roberts. Legislator Gaveris.
Present.
Legislator Heppner.
Here.
Legislator Hall.
Present.
You've got four members present, one absent.
Deputy Executive Milley.
I'm not a member.
Neither are they.
Oh. Not a member. Peanut gallery.
You're relegated to the peanut gallery.
All right, thank you all for attending. Do we want to move? What's the committee's pledge? Do we want to move the resolution for discussion?
I can do that.
Okay.
I'll move that.
Moved by Legislator Ronk.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Heppner. Okay, so we all know the resolution that's before us, Resolution Number 283. There's been some back and forth discussion on the terms of the lease. I'm going to open the floor for discussion. I do want to call everyone's attention to the comptroller's draft space utilization report, which I'll bring up a little further to the meeting, just as background to a larger discussion, not simply covering the BOE. Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. I mean, the one question that I had outstanding, I'm not sure if anybody got the answer to, is what the estimated cost would be at Enterprise West for remediating the asbestos, you know, based on the square footage.
Well, the asbestos, you mean the at Enterprise West is the floor tile setter?
I'm assuming that's what's being done for Farmbridge, right?
Tom, can you explain that whole?
So, yeah, we're, county is not doing that asbestos abatement. That's being done by UCEDA.
Correct.
We don't know what that number is.
We do.
I don't.
I can tell you that it was opened by the county purchasing department, the bids, so.
And I don't have a timeline for that. But what we did do is we looked at cost estimates for renovating the space so it would be suitable for machine storage.
Okay.
We did that.
What would that be, what would that cost be?
I've got a range of $200,000 to $250,000. It's a segregated space, you know, put walls up, do some flooring, do some standalone split units for air conditioning and heat, and some other, you know, handicap bathrooms, things like that. That's what it costs, but we don't know how that would get funded. That would be upfront money, and we don't know how that would get funded.
Understood.
And can I just ask as a follow-on to that question, what was the square footage that you looked at in terms of?
We just, a round number of 7,500 square feet, which we think would be sufficient to house the machines and their other ancillary uses relative to the machines. So 7,500 square feet in the range of $200,000 to $250,000, not including asbestos abatement.
And is asbestos abatement required throughout the building? In all?
The proposal, as I understand it, is to do the first floor of Building 201. And that's where we would propose this used to be.
Asbestos that's in the building right now is not friable asbestos. It's floor tile asbestos. However, for certain uses, we still have to get rid of it and do it the proper way.
Would it be required? When you say for certain uses, would it be required for non-friable asbestos to be remediated for storing machines?
Yeah, I believe in order to get a certificate of occupancy for the space, that would need to be remediated.
Legislator Ronk.
Do we know how large the space is that's being rented to Farmbridge?
No. We're not privy to a lot of that information.
John?
I am thinking it's about 60.
Thousand?
Yeah.
All right, so
some of it's extra.
Mark had said it was somewhere in the area of $500,000 for the 60,000 square feet that Farmbridge is taking. You know, I think that Mark had said at the last meeting that it would be easy to get me the estimated cost based on what UCEDA opened for the bid. The bid for, I mean, the UCEDA bid was done through the purchasing department. That's why I assumed that this information would be readily available. You know, but that sounds like, you know,
Which if that number is accurate, it's closer.
So.
Don't hold me to it, that's all.
Then we're more in the ballpark of, it's closer to.
$10 a square foot? I mean, it sounds like.
I was just gonna say, probably 60 to 75,000.
Yeah, you're looking $75,000, which again, you know, if you're talking about the cost to renovate space to be able to accommodate the machines and the cost to remediate the asbestos, it sounds awfully reasonable and awfully in the ballpark of the increase in cost for this lease over a 5-year period. I don't know. To get told that we didn't have any options and that, you know, there's really no other viable options, and then to be told that, that's concerning to me.
Well, we don't recommend that option. Our recommendation
because
stands to go forward with the lease at Hurley Avenue.
Why?
Timelines.
What timeline?
The advantage to them of consolidating space. That's our evaluation. Our recommendation stands.
Okay.
But again.
Do you have a follow-up for that?
I'll wait. You go ahead.
You can go ahead.
No, it's all right. I have to ruminate on that because a lot of that sounds like, you know, Board of Elections, you know, desire rather than what's best for the county.
Okay, and I just want to, before Legislator Guevara's here next, but if I can make a point that we reach out to get that, a copy of that, that RFP and the information that Legislator Ronk is requesting and Deputy Executive Ryder.
It was an RFP. It was bids. It wasn't.
Oh, bids.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can get copies of the bids and then the aggregate information that Legislator Ronk is requesting. Go ahead, Legislator Bars.
The full 7,500 square feet needs abatement. It's that. That's a total of the floor.
The floor. Yeah.
That's right. 7,500 square feet.
That's what we're assuming. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the entire floor.
So I could tell you we did. These are 9 by 9,000. So.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually what need to be abated. We just did a project at the hospital a month and a half ago, and it caught, I mean, I know abatement prices don't scale because most of it's a setup, but for 240 square feet, you paid almost 25,000. So if that scaled evenly, it would come out to $778,000. I mean, it's probably more ballpark of 5 to 6, but it's not the $10 a square foot I'm hearing. And if it is, please give me the name of your contractor if you're doing that for that price.
From what Mark said, and again, it was back of the napkin, but he said for the Farm Bridge portion, the bid came in $450,000,
$500,000. For that many
square feet? For 60,000 square feet.
Wow. That's an amazing
price. Again, perhaps we were, yeah, again, it was back of the napkin, so I'm not holding him to any numbers, but we had asked for numbers and hadn't gotten them, so.
Legislator,
I believe you.
Can you remind me what the timeline is for getting the machines out of the current jail site?
There isn't one.
At the best known estimate, the perfect time for us to move in consideration of next year's primary election would be that December to February window.
And with the demolition for the affordable housing project?
Right, let me back up a little bit. The ideal timeline is to move them during the election in November, where they are taken to the polling sites and then they're taken back to a new location. We were trying to time this where the construction of a new location is done within within the time frame. Otherwise, it's going to be another contracted move, which, you know, I don't know, $1,000, but
that window of opportunity to move by the end of February would indicate that a demolition period starts anywhere between January and July.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the other opportunity to move is that July and August period. And then that would be anticipating that, you have demolition happening somewhere between January and July.
We have a guesstimate that we're shooting for a second quarter initiation of demolition or site prep for the Pembroke project.
Yeah, because the reason I ask is there has been conversations about expediting the demolition. So I just want to make sure we've had the conversations during the Resource Week, the American Rescue Plan Funding Task Force, about putting up more county money to expedite that demolition. So I just want to make sure
that might accelerate the timeline, but I don't believe January would be a demolition season.
I think you're looking at April of next year. Yeah, if we were, I think that April is the expedited, the county demolishes.
Does that sound about right?
We deploy voting systems for the school district elections in May, which requires testing and programming.
No, in April.
Let's have one conversation, one conversation.
I mean, eventually, if we're just going to keep, you know, like...
Can we just have one conversation? Because we have Commissioner Dittus is answering, and then... Go ahead.
I don't know if it was an answer, but it was an interjection.
To reiterate, we deploy machines for the schools on or about the second week of May. They require our use, and that requires testing and programming at the end of April.
Okay, and Commissioner Jackson, you were talking about the demolition?
Yeah, John asked me if that was feasible to do the demolition in the winter, and I think it depends. I really think it depends.
Okay.
My understanding of the timeline on the conveyance was the first of the year. So there would have to be a lease back for the county to continue to occupy space.
So the county needs a lease back to continue to occupy the space anyway, because right now the county doesn't own the property. Property has been transferred to the Golden Hill Housing LDC.
Okay.
You know, it's my understanding that the lease back is with the county attorney's office. You know, they're working on it. I don't believe the conveyance is going to happen until the project is funded through the state low income housing tax credit program. You know, the first round is this fall. God bless, if we get funded in the first round, that'd be fantastic. I think that that's believed to be unlikely that they're funded in the first round. One of the reasons that we're talking about doing the demolition ourselves as part of the rescue funds is because it would make the project more viable for funding in either the first or second round. Some of these take a couple of rounds of funding to be able to be funded.
Okay.
You know, that's why, again, the earliest I think that, you know, a shovel would be in the ground is April, personally, based on being on the Housing Development Corporation for a year.
Okay. Any other, does anyone have any other questions? Legislator Guevaras and then Legislator
Roman. Right, I think the last meeting we had, you mentioned that the additional expense would be $62,000 a year or $64,000, is that?
No.
It's $64,000 a year, excluding the increase in cost of the utilities at the new location.
But just, without knowing those, it's $64,000. That was the number I had in my head.
Yeah, about 62 and change.
Without factoring in the fact that we don't pay utilities at the current location, without knowing what the current utilities are.
Well, we do pay utilities at the current location.
Yeah.
At the jail.
Yeah.
I'm speaking about Wall Street. Wall Street's utilities are included in the lease,
okay,
which Mr. Quesnel estimated at $2 a square foot at the last meeting.
Right.
So how many square feet is the Board of Election space?
3,566.
So it's an extra $6,000.
Legislator Guevaras, do you have a follow-up?
I wanted to pay attention to.
Legislator Ronk?
Thanks. Mr. Jackson, can you elaborate on why Public Works decided that Enterprise West wasn't a viable location? Other than the fact that the...
So we presented a recommended alternative. We did discuss the Enterprise West, but we nevertheless chose to recommend the lease at Hurley Avenue.
Based on the Board of Elections requests, or?
Yeah, based on our evaluation of the space, the cost per square foot of the space, which is very favorable in terms of market rates.
When you don't factor in the, you know, triple net costs that, you know, I mean, that's, you know, the big takeaway that I had from the last meeting was that, you know, the $15 a square foot or thereabouts is on the low end of the market rate for that sort of space, you know, around the county.
you know, I don't know if, John, did you happen to reach out and find out if, you know, they'd be willing to just rent us warehouse space?
No, I did not.
Okay.
But I did factor in the triple net lease.
Okay, because as far as my calculations were, based on the triple net, it was on the high end of what Mr. Quesnel had mentioned was market rate.
So in reviewing listings, we find that those rates in general don't include, they are triple net rates, and they range from $14 to $17 a square foot.
So, you know, other, you know, private businesses are paying school taxes and things of that nature?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on a triple net lease, yes.
All right. I just, you know, the county has had a lot of, has a storied history in triple net leases, including the, you know, former family court building, which was a debacle. So I really get concerned with getting into triple net leases with folks. It ends up cost, you know, we bought that building, what, 7 times over the course of that particular lease.
Legislator Heppner?
Thank you. So I just want to get clarification because there's been back and forth on this since the last meeting. Can we get a final determination? I know, Council, you met with the county attorney this morning on the actual lease itself. So, for example, I have caucus tonight, so I want to be able to present this to my members. Is there a 30-day termination, 60-day, sorry, termination clause from the get-go of the lease? Or I know it was presented that there might possibly then be an addition of a 3-year commitment. So I just want to get clarification.
Struck from draft.
So to answer your question, yes, the 60-day written notice provision is back in there, and there's no minimum requirement. There's no minimum 3 years or monthly requirement,
and
other
then
the 60 days.
And that's, so it's finalized. So the contract that we're going to bring to the floor is not going to change from now until next week.
There might be an and or a the changed, but no.
Not that provision.
Yeah. Okay.
That my understanding from speaking with the county attorney was that was an absolute mandated requirement on our part that be included.
Thank you. My last question is, do you all have AC yet? Or are you still operating without AC?
It did get fixed. There was a gas leak when they were fixing it, but everybody is okay.
Okay.
Members of the fire department get to register when they were there?
They were already registered.
Okay.
They're double registered now.
Any other questions at the moment? Legislator Gavars?
There's two employees that are, they work on the machines, and the whole purpose was to put everybody together because you can utilize them as additional staff. Do you know what their hourly rate is, even the ballpark?
They make 49.
About 25 an hour.
I think the salary is 49 change to 51 and change.
Yeah.
In that ballpark.
Legislator Gavars, did you have a follow-up, or is that?
No, I'm just, I mean, looking at the numbers here, you're talking about roughly $70,000 in additional expense. Even if you hired almost, you know, 1.5 people, you get two more, you know, an additional 1.5 employees for the same money.
It doesn't factor in
benefits,
does it? Benefits and...
Oh, that's not included?
That's not included.
You could hire one person for that amount of money.
That's, yeah. That's a scary conversation.
Oh, that comes next.
That's for another special meeting.
That's next year's fight,
the August.
Legislator Runk, you three.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, you know, again, I'll be as brief as I can. I, you know, based on, you know, the cost that Commissioner Jackson had mentioned as a ballpark on the cost to renovate Enterprise West, and the ballpark cost based on the back of the napkin numbers that Mark gave me, I wish I had some more concrete numbers, but I don't. It's all I have to work with. You know, it's somewhere between $275,000 and $325,000 to renovate a property that is owned by a county subsidiary currently. You know, work that would probably have to be done in order to market the property properly anyway. And we would be, you know, renovating our own space rather than sending hundreds of thousands of dollars to a private building owner, you know, over that same 5-year period. If this is a 5-year plan, which I don't know that any of us knows it is. I think that it's astonishing to think that it's not better to invest in our own asset. I don't know where that kind of a cost-benefit analysis comes from, except that the Board of Elections has stated that they would rather have everyone working in the same building, which again, you know, if everything else being equal, I would tend to agree. I understand that, you know, when you've got vacations, one of the machine techs can't be up there with the machines by themselves, you know, but I'm sure that they've got work that they can do down at the Board of Elections. So they could, you know, drive to the Board of Elections instead of going up to the, you know, old jail property. It's not like driving from here to Bel Air. It's up on the hill.
I can see the hill from here.
I don't know. I understand a lot of people, you know, feel like we're between a rock and a hard place here, and I think that, you know, in some ways we are, but in some other ways, you know, I feel like we're here to make the tough decisions, and this is a tough decision, but I think that the right decision is to not sign the lease.
You go ahead. So I also have struggled with this, and I feel very much like, I personally feel like we're between a rock and a hard place, in part because I believe that the current operational space, the non-storage space, is inadequate based on my being, and thank you for the tour, being there in your space, in operations. That said, I very much would like to see the BOE occupy county-owned space as an eventuality. And I would like to know that there's the commitment to making that happen. I mean, something that came up in the last meeting, Legislator Guevaras and I spoke about a bit after, you know, in just searching properties for sale, which I don't know if that's something that has been undertaken by the executive's office, but there are several office buildings in Kingston proper that are for sale that I think should be discussed, especially in the context of a larger space utilization undertaking, should be discussed as possibilities for a longer term solution, not just for BOE, but for other spaces. And that's a transition to the draft that we received from the comptroller, who lays out in kind of plain speak our current space utilization. It doesn't go into analyzing the needs of each of the department, but to see on just several pages spaces that we're leasing that we might be able to get out of those leases and get into county-owned space with the decision to purchase a new property or build a new property, if that's what it came to. I mean, I share Legislator Ronk's concerns about paying for buildings multiple times over. Legislator Ronk brought up one building. I have a file that's probably a foot tall, and having former legislator Parity here at the last meeting was interesting because I'm sure he has the same file on the Vandale property, and I shudder to think what we've paid for Vandale over the course of probably at least a 30-year rental. Someone will have to get back to me, but that we have spent millions and millions and millions of dollars on it's basically a hangar space. So I think we should be discussing another space utilization study. I think we should be looking at purchasing those properties, and I would like to have further conversations with the executive office about that. But I'm very concerned about delaying a move, and my concern lies more with the front end of the house, not the back. I mean, I believe that we could potentially solve a problem for the machines, but I believe that the current space is now inadequate. So that's where I am currently. Legislator Heppner,
you have your... Yeah, I think, you know, I agree with Leader Ronk, and you express us the rock and the hard place in between. But again, I go back to your closing statements. We're in inadequate space. And, you know, I think this location provides parking, provides the ability for a fully functioning BOE under much more strains that have been put on the BOE in terms of responsibility with early voting, so on. The modernization of voting, we've talked about the iPads and the rolls and digitizing all that. And my concern is, I don't believe right now we have, I believe the DPW department, we don't have the current county space to solve this problem. And my concern is that if we just sit back and wait, I'm totally open to the concept of us looking on the open market if there is valuable and worthwhile space for us to purchase. I'm all about that. But with the guarantee of the 60-day termination, I think in the immediate future and for the sake of our BOE and the sake of administrating elections, this is the best option we have right now. Is it a perfect fix? No, but it is the best fix right now in my belief. And you know, the dollar number is concerning, but we're constantly facing a lot of budgetary questions every month, and we have to prioritize what we believe in and what our fiduciary responsibility is as legislators. And in my opinion, for the general public, this location for the BOE will be the best location in the current times of being in an inadequate location. But I definitely hear the concerns. I said it to Legislator Ronk on the phone earlier. I'll say it on the record today. I was frustrated when we postponed this, but I was wrong. I think the discussion that's come about in the last two meetings really has shed a light. But I have to look at the immediate issue we have right now, and that's the location of the BOE. And in my belief, this is the best location with the ability to do better in the future.
Thanks. I want to make it clear. When I said between a rock and a hard place, I know that there are legislators that believe we're between a rock and a hard place. I'm not one of them. Yeah. I don't believe that we're between a rock and a hard place here. I think that this is a hard decision that we have to make. And I think that I think that the right decision out of the two is to not sign this lease personally. You know, while I totally respect what the both of you and others have said about the inadequateness of the Board of Election space currently, I don't think that inadequate's the right word personally for me. It's not the word I would use. I would say not ideal. You want to talk about inadequate space, the 911 center, the emergency communication center, is inadequate space. And honest to God, spending this much more money to move the Board of Elections to what we consider better space for them, for our two handpicked commissioners, while not solving the emergency communications space problem, which is legitimately, unequivocally inadequate. If I were the emergency dispatchers, I'd walk out. A lot of our Board of Elections folks make more than our emergency dispatchers that, handle life and death calls every day. I understand that there may be a solution, as part of the rescue funds for the 911 center, but here we are solving a problem for our handpicked, management confidential employees while these other people work in, legitimately, unquestionably inadequate space. That's the problem I have with this, is we've spent so much time on this, and I know a lot of that's my fault because I am the squeaky wheel. But I don't see how this looks to our employees. I think it looks bad, personally. And I think it is bad, regardless of how it looks. We have options. The Public Works Department may not be able to publicly say that we have other better options. They've got people that they report to as well. But we do have other options. We're just not taking them because this is in front of us. And I would be willing to bet anybody on this committee or in this room any amount of money that we're not out of this space in 5 years if we sign this lease.
Can I just ask a follow-up and then Legislator Hebner, to what you just said? When you said we have other options, are you referring to Enterprise West?
I am.
Or are there other options? Because you...
I think that Enterprise West is a stepping stone. There's no final option on the table right now because the executive's office hasn't done their job and prepared a, you know, final option.
Okay. No, I just I'm just asking. Are you aware of the specific when you said when you alluded to the fact that buildings and grounds can't speed because they were.
I'm not aware of anything in particular, but I can tell you that this amount of money is not out of the realm of possibility for machine storage for the time being. I've not been given any information from Public Works or the executive's office or anybody else that this is a final solution. We've gotten the very famous definite maybe. It's definitely maybe a final solution, but probably not. It's probably going to be, you know, more like, you know, they move the front facing staff into the county office building. Again, there's a lot of options that haven't been explored, which includes further, you know, fragmenting the office, which I don't think the commissioners are interested in. But, you know, there's nothing that says that the people who interact with the public have to be in the same place as the people who are processing applications.
Right. I just wanted to make sure that you didn't have information, because I felt like you were alluding to it. I don't have any information.
I mean, that's one of our problems here is that we've got very little information.
Okay.
We've got a lot of things that say that we looked into and it was not as good as this lease. And again, there's a lot of things that are not as good as this lease. You know, it better be good. It's costing us a lot more money than we're paying now. I mean, if it were not better, then I'd be really concerned about the more than double we're going to be paying for this lease. You know, I think that you know, South Manor's a possible option. I know that they keep talking about the structural report that needs to be done. Do we need to put a new knee wall in so the place doesn't cave in, even though it's been caving in for 14 years? I think that there are other options. Again, our back is to, I don't think that we're between a rock and a hard place. I think our back's been put up against the wall by the executive's office, and this is where we're at. But I just don't think that we back down at that point, which I think that signing this lease does.
And Legislator Heppner, I have you next. I do want to say that some of what you've touched on to me again is another reason why, and I hope in the coming months, wherever it's appropriate, it's probably a Public Works Committee. But I do think that we need to look at the comptroller's draft report, which I know she's accepting comments on. But I think we need to have a discussion about not only a space utilization study, but just a space study, so we have a better understanding of the needs as they're failing in other departments. One has been mentioned here today, but I think we need to take a holistic approach as well. So, Legislator Heppner.
Yeah, actually, Chairwoman, you asked my question.
Oh, we did.
That was my exact question to Leader Ronk, but I will add a follow-up question is, you had mentioned that your position is we shouldn't sign this lease. So if we were not to sign this lease, do you have a timeline that you think it's appropriate for the BOE to stay in their current location? And if there aren't locations that you can specifically cite without, you know, the different ones with, you know, example of Enterprise West or with the structural issues, do you have an idea of how long that's appropriate to wait and leave them in the current location, or?
In the current location for the, on Wall Street?
Yeah.
Or at the jail?
At both.
All right, so at the jail, we have to get them out sooner rather than later. I couldn't give you a timeline on that. You know, that would be up to Public Works and the executive's office if our direction was that we wanted the machines to be moved to Enterprise West. After a lot of the conversations I've had about Enterprise West and what we can and can't do there or should and shouldn't do there, you know, I am more on board with the legislators, especially on your side of the aisle, that have talked about, you know, divesting the county from the EDA when it comes to these things. I will tell you right now that I will, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I will never vote to send another property to the EDA, because it seems to be some no man's land that, you know, the county legislature has absolutely no, you know, interest or control in, you know, when, you know, the entirety of the EDA is made up of county personnel. So it seems like something, you know, that we're you know, things go, and then the executive's office can just say, oh, no, we can't do that because the EDA owns it. You know, I've got deep concerns about the EDA following this conversation. And that goes for South Manor, too. You know, I've always thought that it was a good plan for marketing these properties, but overall, they just seem to stay there in abeyance, and then, you know, we get told all the stuff we can't do there. You know, as far as how long at Wall Street, I'd like to see it happen sooner rather than later, that they're moved to better space, county-owned space. I don't think that it is an untenable situation there. I think that it's not ideal. But, you know, it's my understanding from talking to, you know, my commissioner, Commissioner Quigley, that, you know, they could manage to stay there. And there's other options that haven't been looked at for some of the complaints, like where the account balance. You don't have to count the ballots in that office. You know, there's a lot of things that you don't have to do in that office that could be done in other parts of the county, other county properties. You know, you don't need to count the ballots in the city of Kingston. You could count them in Marlboro or Shangham if you wanted to. I wouldn't suggest it, but you could. You know, and I think that a lot of these options have never been thought about because you've always counted the ballots in the same place. You know, and here we are, you know, in order to continue to do the same thing we've always done, we're looking at spending all this money. You know, that's... So, again, I don't have specific timelines, obviously, since I'm not the county executive. I don't have the ability to say to, you know, the Commissioner of Public Works, I want this to happen, make it happen. You know, the only person who could do that is County Executive Ryan. But I think that if we chose not to sign this lease, if we chose not to pass this resolution, that's what would happen. The county executive would have to handle it, which hasn't happened yet, which is what got us in this position in the first place, which caused the commissioners to have to go out and find space themselves. And I think that that's something that it's not being focused on enough right here, is that, you know, this is a product of the department heads going out and finding new space for themselves because the county executive's office didn't.
I know the record will reflect that Legislator Petit joined us. Do you have anything you want to add or weigh in?
No, I'll hold till caucus.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Legislator Gavaris?
Yeah, thank you. So just, I'm looking at the controller's draft here, and we'll get some of the things that, you know, talking about space needs. We're paying right now for several of the properties, employment and training, social services, and counting the BOE. Again, just going back to the one property that I did look at, which was the 40 early, at 31,500 square feet. Even if we took up 23,000 of the square feet for those three alone, we would pay off the price of the building, not including any renovations, of course, but we would pay back in 8 the total cost by the money that we're paying in rent just for those three alone.
Just a point of information, and I raised it with the comptroller, and she's going to get she had not yet seen the contract. The employment and training lease may be partially offset by Department of Labor, but we don't know how much yet. She didn't have it at her hand, but I think your point, that was my same takeaway when I looked at, okay, what space are we occupying that's leased that we could conceivably move into a building of that magnitude that appears to be relatively ready to go.
And I don't know what these spaces look like at the Golden Hill office building, but we've got three spaces, I guess, that we're leasing to others for a total of 6,850 square feet, roughly. I'm not sure, you know, what that space is used for. That's even live. The Golden Hill office building.
I'm sorry.
The Golden Hill office building, there's three people that we're leasing space to. Aster Services, Family Services and Access, it's 6,848.
It's for mental health services, though.
That's what it is?
Okay.
Right. There's no description, so I'm just going to put my ass on the desk.
Those are our contracting agencies for our mental health services.
Okay.
That's the old mental health building above Gold Hill.
You're
go up from the list that we gave March yesterday, right? The leases that we have.
I'm assuming she put it into, you know.
Yeah.
Put in a couple of comments here.
Not as good of a graphic artist as they have in the executive's office, but. Thanks. You know, again, whatever happens with this, and I think that, you know, you can see in the tea leaves what's going to happen. I'm going to be on the, you know, non-prevailing side, and that's fine. I'm used to it. You know, I think that a space study, a space utilization study, is important for us to handle. And I think that even though the space of the county falls under the county executive, and I think that whatever consultant we hire is going to face some pushback from the executive's office on said report, I think it's important for the legislature to tackle that, because I'm not convinced that we would get the proper information if the executive's office did it themselves. So I think that it's important for us to be able to have the, you know, control over the space utilization study when it happens. I think that that's something that we should work together on as a committee and as a legislature to make happen, because I've got deep concern about the way this was handled.
When you say this, you don't mean?
No, this gotcha. You know, not this. I mean, this isn't a space study.
No,
this
it's
is,
not.
This is a recitation of what you can find in the CNS study, predominantly, except for properties that we've divested ourselves from since 2007, which isn't that many. I would be willing to bet you that study is probably still pretty operational.
Yeah. I think that this, in part, is, you know, and it's an attempt at the first of the recommendations. Is a, you know, an attempt at a plain English capital asset analysis.
I mean, I'm not kidding when I say that this is almost the same, except for the sheriff's department substation in Shungam used to be at the body shop and not at the Walk Hill Central
right.
School District, which it's not going to be for long, so the next space study won't show that. And then the Sheriff's Department substation in New Paltz is new, across the street at the Field of Dreams rather than at the pool, and the Sheriff's the Highway Department substation. And then the Sheriff's Department substation in Ellenville is at the airport now as
right.
part of an FAA grant. So. Those are the three things I can think of right off the bat that are different, but I would be willing to bet you that most of the stuff in the CNS report is still there.
Yeah, but an actual space study, I mean, to your point that this isn't actually space, because an actual space study would delve into needs and shortfalls and and would forecast future needs. I mean, all of that would be contained, which
mm-hmm.
What we have is very outdated. But to I think it was Legislator Guevara who said it last time regarding the lengthy report that was conducted in 2007. We have to also, and it would be interesting to look at that report and see how many of the recommendations were actually followed and undertaken. I mean, that's always interesting.
The number one recommendation of that report was to move IS out of the IS building at South Manor because it was going to cave in. I can tell you that because as part of the Space Committee in 2008, we went around and looked for space for IS, and IS is right there, still South Manor, and it's what's that? 13 years later?
Well, 14 almost.
Can I quickly interrupt? I did tell these two that they could probably be home by 6 o'clock tonight. We're going on. Are they?
Yeah, I think we're gonna.
We're done.
We'll
I think I got no more questions.
Yeah. So does anyone else have any other questions?
Discontent, but not other questions.
No other questions. What is the committee's pleasure today? I mean, we've moved it, so the resolution's on the floor. We do have a meeting on Monday. Legislator Roberts is not here.
We moved it and seconded. We haven't voted on it, so the resolution's not on the floor yet.
Okay, that's what I mean. I'm saying, do you want
on the floor of the committee? I got it.
Yeah, it's just on the floor of the committee. So I'm saying, is it the committee's pleasure to vote on it today, or do we want to go to caucuses and also allow Legislator Roberts to be back here? I'm seeing some.
I mean, I'm fine with voting on it today, but that's mostly because I won't be here on Monday. But
okay.
I mean, you know how I'm gonna vote, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay, so it's
not
it's
being
probably,
here is a no anyway.
Exactly,
which is what
so
I
it's
am.
Probably less critical. Legislator Guevara, you were nodding, meaning you'd rather wait for Monday.
Yeah.
And I agree. I'd like to discuss this in caucus.
Okay, so we can take no action. We can take no action, and it'll be on our agenda for Monday. I want to thank you very much, and Commissioner and Deputy are gone, but thank you very much for being here and once again spending your time with us. It's a very important subject, and I think it's a far-reaching subject beyond the BOE, but just dealing with BOEs before us now, so I appreciate all the time that everyone, including committee members, have given to this. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second from Legislator Tavares, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Thank you all.